Hey everyone, welcome back to the 20-something girl podcast. I'm Courtney.
And I'm Morgan. Here we are.
Back again with another episode.
Back again. Woo! I'm feeling good.
What's that Backstreet song?
Backstreet's back. All right.
Do you listen to the Backstreet Boys?
Oh, do I? I do. Yeah.
I should have known that song because I also really like the Backstreet Boys, but my sister is a super fan.
A super fan?
Yes.
Really?
So in result, I've been to three.
Or you've seen them four? In concert? Yeah. What? Oh my God. Wow. Whew, what yes. A start to the episode. I'm learning so much.
I have seen the Backstreet Boys because she is a super fan. She She needs a plus one. That's so amazing. I have accompanied her to a few Backstreet Boys concerts in my lifetime.
Were they so good?
So good.
Wow.
And it will turn you into a super fan. I don't listen to them regularly, but put me at a concert and I'm like,
okay,
I love these guys.
Okay, amazing. That's so good. I love them. Like, but I don't just listen. I'm just a throwback gal. Like, I love that genre. Yes. 90s, right? Yeah. 90s?
Yes, they were very 90s.
Yeah, they are so good. But I love that song. That's how we're gonna start every episode now.
They really kick that off strong. Yeah.
It's amazing. Love those boys. Okay, amazing. How are you?
I am doing so good.
So good.
So good. Just this week was crazy. This week was busy and just a roller coaster of life. Okay. And we're riding it.
We are riding it. Hey, that's a different response than our last couple episodes because I feel like we've been like, my week was good.
Yes, I'm trying to get creative with how to say how my week was.
I know, but it sounds like it's a roller coaster. Like, that's amazing. What did you do? Though.
It was a busy work week.
Oh.
I feel like it was busy, just a lot of things going on. Mm-hmm. At work, lots of different projects that are like, I don't know, coming like to an end, like wrap-ups with some people. And it's nice when everything like gets finished and just finished product with clients is always so fun.
Amazing.
So there's a bit of that this week and just good vibes.
Amazing. That's so good.
How was your week?
Honestly, my week was really good. It was my first week with my training program.
I want to hear all about it.
Oh, how my gosh. How are you feeling? Like, I feel so good. Honestly, probably the best I have mentally. Like, I have so much energy and I'm learning so much. So I'm like super overwhelmed, but in the best way.
Yeah.
I just, as someone who doesn't know much about food, I'm consumed with like food TikToks and food recipes, and I'm on Pinterest, and you know, I'm really soaking it up and learning a lot, and it's been hard, but like I'm doing it. Like, normally I feel like if it was hard and I didn't want to do it, I would just quit and not continue. But like, I'm taking the time and I'm being intentional. My word of the year.
Always bringing it back. Always. I love it.
Yeah. So it's been really good. I went to the gym this week at 5:30 a.m.
You didn't.
I did.
Oh, I think I saw your story that like you've been loving mornings.
I have. I just, listen, the morning crew at the gym gives me less anxiety than the after work crew at the gym. I get like slight gym anxiety. So the mornings help with that, I find. So I've really embraced my inner Court and enjoyed my mornings and I've been loving it.
I love it.
Yeah. So it's been good, honestly. Just like eating a lot of good food. It's like crazy tracking it and like actually seeing how much is in each food item. Like, I've just never been someone to do that, and I feel like I'm not doing it based on diet culture. I'm just doing it to learn, and it's just so cool. It's like, I don't know, like
that's a really important part.
Yeah,
is that like, agreed, doing it for just to learn and just to be curious about what you're putting into your body, for no other reason other than feeling like the best version,
exactly,
and the healthiest version of yourself.
Totally.
So are you set up, like, does she set you up with like a meal plan or like a meal prep type?
No. So what I really like about the program is, again, the learning aspect. Like, she's like, I don't want to just give you all these meals. Like, I want you to learn about the food that you like, mm-hmm, learn what's in it, and learn how you can. So I get kind of all the numbers of, you know, how much protein I should have, how much fats I can have, how much, like, all that stuff. And then they give us the resources. So it's like, okay, here's sweet potatoes. Here's how much is in this. Consider this for your meal. And then I am kind of learning to make the meals, which I really like as someone, again, who doesn't know food like I want to. I am finding it super easy and good, I guess. Like, it's just been such a cool experience. And my coach is amazing. She gives me workouts, and those workouts are killer.
Yeah.
Barely could walk on Friday, but yeah, it's just been like so good. Honestly, week one, was it perfect? No, but I did it.
You did it.
And I've seen improvements, and I just feel like my overall health, like mental health, physical health, like everything just feels so good.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a good week. I'm learning again so much. So slightly overwhelmed, but that's okay.
Just got to go with it.
Just got to go with it. But yeah. I am also finding the balance. I went to a concert on Friday.
Yes. Tell us all about that.
It was Warren Zaders in Calgary. Bought the tickets like a long time ago. I bought two tickets. Hopefully one day would have a man's. That's what I bought them with intention that I would maybe have a man's to go to the concert with. And I did. I went on a first date.
First date
to
the concert.
Yeah, I did.
Okay, I'm here for that.
Was it
so good?
Yep, so good.
Concerts are just like such a good environment to bring someone into.
Right.
I feel like you really get to know someone's character at a concert.
You do.
Or like a different side of them.
I know. You totally do. Also, we, like, part of the date was like driving up together, so we had a whole like hour and a half drive of like getting to know each other and chatting, and it was just like so good. Also, I'm such an extrovert, and I mean people say opposites attract, but like I need someone that's like vibing and
can throw up some banter.
Yeah. And yeah, like have fun and be out there, and he did that. So check.
Okay, we are here for it.
Yeah, so concert boy was good. He was good vibes.
Okay, I'm obsessed.
Thank you. Yeah.
And it was a country.
Yeah, he's concert? Like, yeah, country. Yeah. And he was good. The concert was so short, but it was at Grey Eagle. I've never been there.
I've never been there either.
But it's just like a big concert hall, which personally, like, my favorite concerts are where there are no seats and everyone just stands, because yeah, I'm standing at a concert no matter where I am.
Yeah, exactly.
So I hate feeling like I have to sit down.
Or like the awkward, especially I could see it on like a first date where it's like, is he going to stand up, or is he going to think I'm weird for standing
up? I know,
up? Like,
yes.
If you're all just standing,
no,
it eliminates that.
No weirdness, none at all. Happy to report it was a great date.
Check.
Check, 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 check. Check. So yeah, that was Friday night. And then Saturday, we had our last regular season home game for Rebels.
Season's wrapping up.
We did make playoffs, which start next week, but we lost 7-2. So.
Oh, that's tough.
It was really, my mood was like, mm-mm. I was in such a bad mood. It was horrible. It was a horrible game. Yeah, not fun, but it's okay.
But busy.
Busy. It was like so many people were there. It was good vibes. Just wish we could have,
other than the loss,
brought out a win. Yeah.
Yeah.
And
so when do playoffs start?
They start this upcoming weekend. We did not get home ice advantage, so we go to Medicine Hat Friday, Saturday, and then we're back home Tuesday, Wednesday. So we got some midweek games, which aren't as fun, but I'm sure it'll be packed crowd.
Yeah.
Yeah. So hopefully, we hate Medicine Hat in this town.
Really?
Yeah. There's like some rivalry.
That's so odd.
Like, if you wear orange to a Rebels game, you are like looked at.
Okay,
horribly.
Noted. Yeah. Take notes, everybody.
I mean, luckily orange isn't the greatest color.
Yeah, it's a very specific color.
So
I'm seeing a lot more orange come into like new arrivals right now, though.
A lot more.
A lot of orange.
Mm-hmm.
And like, I don't know.
I haven't like really tapped into it, but it's not the most, I don't know. It's a weird color.
It is an odd color. It's an odd pairing.
Yeah. So yeah, don't wear orange to a Rebels game ever.
Okay, noted.
But yeah, that's who we play. So that'll happen next week. And then, yeah, I rounded out the weekend with some spin and went to the gym on Sunday. And that was my week.
I'm here for it.
It was good. Yeah. What'd you do this weekend?
So good. This weekend, I actually spent it basically all in Edmonton.
Oh, fun.
Yeah, I went up to visit my sister and I stayed with her for a couple nights. And it was so good. We just needed that. Yeah. I just feel like always some quality sibling time.
Sister time.
Is so necessary.
Yeah.
We actually went for dinner Saturday night with my cousin, who also lives in Edmonton.
Cute.
So it was a cousin night. And it was so cute. It was so wholesome and just like good vibes. And yeah.
That's so filled amazing. My cup. Aww.
We went to this place called Dosk. D-O-S-C.
Okay. Yeah.
It was so good.
Really?
It was so good. I had like a spicy rigatoni pasta with like burrata on top. You guys, I can't even. It
I'm
was so
drooling.
Good. And we just drank like really good cocktails.
Aww.
And had like a city cousin night.
Yeah. That's such a wholesome weekend.
It was good. And then I was there the next day, so we just did like a brunch. We did some shopping. My mom actually came up and met us, so we had like dinner with my mom and my sister that night, and it was good.
That's so fun.
Also got to take up a few sweaters to the Edmonton girlies.
No way. You did?
The merch launch. Can we just talk about it for a second?
Can we?
Thank you.
Thank you. Literally, thank you. This is a big deal for us. We've been hitting at it for a while, if you caught the end of some episodes, but we were so excited to offer merch to all of you.
So excited that these pink sweaters are finally available to you guys. It's just like the cutest, comfy. I basically lived in mine all weekend.
Yep.
And
they needed their moment.
Yep. And I'm so happy you guys received them very well.
Yes.
So thank you for everyone who supported everything with that. We still have, just as a slight plug, we still have a couple sizes left. We're sold out of medium.
Yeah.
Extra large is nearing sellout. We only have one left at this point, I guess, that we're recording this.
Yep. We are
so
slim.
Yeah, it's limited.
Yeah, but maybe in the future there'll be a option for pre-order.
I think so.
We'll see.
We're working. You guys know we're always working on something.
You know we have to be.
But yeah, I got to deliver some of our sweaters up to some Edmonton girls, and it was so good.
That's so cute. I love it.
It was a good, solid weekend of lots of really good food.
Amazing.
And family.
That's so good. I'm so happy for you. Wow.
And now we're just going into the week.
And now we're back. Oh my gosh.
It goes by so fast.
I know. This week is looking to be... honestly, not bad. I was going to say chaotic. It's honestly not looking that bad, but they always fill up. Then you get to the end and I recap with you and I'm like,
look at all the stuff into it.
Yeah. But
yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about our favorite.
I'm so excited to share my favorite with you.
I'm always so excited to hear it. I never know what it's going to be.
You're going to crack up.
Okay.
And I just have to share mine.
I am so curious.
So my favorite this week is something that I came across. I didn't think I was going to give into it. I didn't think I was going to like turn it on.
Okay.
But mine is the Pretty X Unfiltered podcast. To give some context before we started recording, Morgan was talking all about this podcast and how it was such a unique collab.
No way.
Did you listen to it? And I was like, oh yeah, trying to like bite my tongue because I knew I wanted to talk about
it. That makes so much sense. You were really keeping it. You were just like not saying as much as you normally would. And I was like, maybe she didn't like it.
Yeah, maybe she didn't like it. And she's just being super weird.
I even looked at you. I'm like, did you listen? And you were like, yes. And I was like, okay.
What a weird.
Okay, so that's your fave.
That's my favorite. When I tell you, I cracked up. I was literally laughing out loud by myself in my car.
Yep.
And I just found it so good.
It was so good.
Now I can talk about it.
Okay, amazing. Because honestly, that should be my favorite of the week because it was so good. It was the crossover we did not know we needed, and which is their tagline on the show.
Yeah, so random. For those of you who don't know, Pretty Basic podcast did, I guess, a collaboration now with the Zane and Heath Unfiltered.
Yeah, which I'd never listened to Zane and Heath.
I don't either.
But I had listened to Alicia and Remy. Mm-hmm. I'm big fans of them and have been for a while. But yeah, it's not just like one episode of a collab. It is like they made a podcast.
which they, I'm so curious, like, what are you going to talk about on this?
I know. And they each are keeping their, like, they're keeping their other ones, like, yeah, pretty basic and unfiltered.
I think that's so interesting.
It is.
It kind of confused me when they dropped it. So I was like, I don't know what this is. I'm probably not going to listen.
Yeah.
And then I was listening to the Pretty Basic episode that they were, like, introducing, yeah, and talking about how this, like, collaboration came to be. And I was like, well, you know what? I have a long drive.
Yeah.
Let's just throw it on.
So good.
So good.
Also, their shoot, their launch shoot.
How iconic.
Oh, my gosh. If you listen, I... My secret, my hidden love, I love Alicia's business side of YouTube and all that. Like, I love it. And her videos, she did, like, a behind-the-scenes vlog of their merch, okay, like, their, yeah, shoot for the launch. It was so good. It got me so hyped up. Like, all their outfits. They went for this, like, Victorian style at a castle.
So crazy.
It was just, like, really cool to watch it. I don't know. It had me talking. It had you talking. It had the internet talking. So great favorite.
Yeah.
Wow.
I had to save it for the pod today.
That is hilarious.
So that's my favorite. I cracked up all the way to Edmonton with it.
Amazing.
And I'm looking forward to tuning in. I don't even know when the episodes come out. But
no, me either. I think Thursdays, actually.
Okay.
Thursdays. I did watch the video episode too, like, to see their dynamic. And
yeah,
loved it. Like, I loved it. I really didn't think I was going to love it. And I was like, I'm here for it.
I'm here for it.
Amazing.
Okay, what's your favorite?
Okay, my favorite is, it's a food item.
Okay.
I haven't dabbled in the food item. But with this health journey that I'm on, I'm, like, trying to find snacks that are healthier.
Yeah.
And I've just realized that this has been a favorite of mine for so long. And my friends will be listening to this and they're going to think I'm whack because I will bring it with me places and they're like, how do you just eat that? But I feel like you have to be that type of person. So anyway, seaweed paper. It's my favorite of the week. Have you ever had it?
I've never had it.
No?
Never.
But you like sushi.
I like sushi, but I can't say I've ever had
it's
the seaweed.
It's so good. See, that's the response I was saying.
That's so funny.
My friends, I will bring packs with. They just come in, like, cute little packs, and yeah, they have, like,
do they have any
salt.
Crunch?
Yes. So much
like
crunch.
Are they, like, thick?
No. You'd think it wouldn't, like, fill you up, but, like, I eat it and I'm like, yep. This is, like, the
I'm
perfect
sure I would
amount.
Like it, actually.
I think you would.
I just was not expecting you to say
No, I know. That's a really random one, but I was like,
okay, I'm here for it. I love it,
though.
Do you
think I can mention that? But I was like,
absolutely.
No, I eat that all the time. And then I went to Costco this weekend, and they have, like, obviously huge variety pack, like, massive, and way more bang for your buck. So now I'm just, like, obsessed with eating seaweed.
Yeah.
I just snack on it.
It's probably just so easy. You know, finding good snacks is so challenging.
That are healthy and fill you up and don't make you feel bleh.
Yeah.
I don't know. It is. And this one, yummy. I'm picturing all my friends listening to this being like, oh my gosh, her and her seaweed. But yeah, you'll have to try it. I'll bring some over for you next time.
Yeah, we'll do a taste test.
Do a taste test. Yeah,
we should. I would love to.
Hey, you got me to try olives.
That is true. Because you're not an olive. And I don't think you are. Still.
Nope, not an olive girl, but maybe I'll post that little, we can share that with our everyone who listens, because on one of our first meetings I came to Quartz and she made a cutie little charcuterie board and I was like, I don't like olives, and she was like, you should try these stuffed ones, right? Yeah. They were stuffed. What were they stuffed
with? They
were
stuffed, and I think I had maybe the almond. Were they stuffed with almonds?
Oh yeah, I tried two.
Yeah, so I don't know which ones I had, but
I recorded myself.
It is really funny. And I'm so happy that you took the chance and tried one with me.
I did.
And allowed me to be in that moment with you.
Yep. Thank you.
But for the olive girlies out there, if you go to the farmer's market, the Red Deer Farmer's Market out on Gasoline Alley, there, I guess, is an olive stand. I say I guess because my mom typically, like, gets them for me or brings them to me or whatnot, and they have, like, marinated olives with, like, feta, and, like, I really like the ones and they're, like, a little bit spicy, so they're, like, marinated in a spice with cheese and everything.
See, yum.
It is very yummy. And if you're trying to get into olives and, like, embrace that cool girl that you see online,
right,
that's the way to do it, so you get a little bit more taste than, like, a pure olive.
Okay. I'm going to have to, yeah, I'll try it again.
I had olives at one of the places we went for dinner. We ordered some olives for the table.
Yeah.
And they were like, they were really good.
Yeah.
I like them, but like my sister's not an olive girl. Yeah. And she had a very similar reaction to how you, your reaction, where they were like soaked in olive oil. So they were kind of like slimy and like warm. So it wasn't,
not the vibe.
That's a mature olive.
Yeah, I'm not there yet.
No. So you need to start with the marinated flavored.
Okay, I can do that. You try my seaweed. I tried your olives.
Yes, I'll try the seaweed.
Amazing.
Which I think, yeah, you're right. I don't see myself not liking
I
that.
I know. It's just like, it is a weird snack. I get it.
And it's unique.
It is unique. But anyway, that's my favorite of the week. So random. This episode is something else.
Something else.
Yeah. But I'm excited to talk about friendship with you today.
Yes, I'm excited too. We're doing, as you can obviously tell, but we're doing red and green flags in friendships.
Amazing. A topic I'm excited for. I don't know about
me
you.
Me too. Because I feel like when you talk about red flags, you always associate it with like relationships and dating and whatnot.
100%.
But there are signs of red flags in friendships. And I feel like as you get older, you can look back on maybe some like specific instances where like, that should have been a red flag.
Yep.
That was not good.
Yeah. It is like, I so firmly believe in the saying like love is blind. And I think that goes past just regular relationships and goes into friendships too. But when you come out of a crappy friendship, you're like, oh my gosh, I should have known this. Like, and the older you get, again, the more established your friends become. And then when you're looking for new friendships, you know what you love. Like, you know what works. And you're not going to put up with anything less than that.
I agree. And it's also like, I feel like as we grow up, we also can like look inward and just reflect on how we have grown as friends too, because we're also not perfect. Yeah. And it's like, I'm sure it takes two to whatever the saying is.
Yeah. Two to tango.
Two to tango in friendships.
Woohoo.
So it's like sometimes I look back and I'm like, if someone has done something to me, I'm like, okay, but like, what type of friend was I doing?
Yeah.
Or like, what was I accepting? What was I giving?
Which is so important.
Like, in order to like try and be a better friend now.
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed. And friendship is a two-way street. So as much as you want to criticize other people, like I feel like what I've done here is also what I try to bring to a friendship. So, you know, it's a nice little reminder to be like, how are you showing up for your friends also? Not just how they are, but we can spill some red and green flags on our friends.
Absolutely.
I love this. What do you want to start with?
I feel like we should start with red.
Okay.
Yeah, red flags, get them out of the way, and positive.
Okay, I'm so excited. I will say the red flags did come easy when I thought about past relationships.
I was saying this before we started recording that like red flags are very easy to distinguish and like recognize when you're thinking about it. And a good friend is like, just treat people how you'd like to be treated.
Man, the golden rule. Literally just be a good human, like you said.
And it might work.
And it might work. Yeah. Yeah, no. Okay, I'll share my top red flag. I'll start off with a bang. My top red flag is they make you feel like you're your worst. They don't fill your cup.
Yeah. 100%.
There was just so many times growing up, that I would hang out with friends and I would come back feeling like a worse person.
Yeah.
Like I would feel crappy.
Yeah.
And that's, I'm not okay with that.
No. I have on mine, which is very similar, just a different way of wording it, that you always feel, you leave them feeling deflated or like lonely.
Yes.
Like you feel like,
okay, yes.
When you're hanging out with someone,
lonely.
And your cup isn't filled, you kind of leave feeling a little bit lonely.
Yeah. Which is, oh my gosh, looking now on the opposite side, having friends that fill your cup, I leave feeling like the best person, like the, and not lonely at all.
Yeah.
So that's a good one. I never thought of that.
I know. And it's kind of like you have like a void that like didn't get filled. And it's just like, okay, why do I feel like I'm not enough or I like needed to be like a different person?
100%.
And I don't feel like myself.
Yeah. Wow.
Red flag.
Red flag. Nope. Bye. Okay, I also have, they're only around when they need you.
Also on my list, 100%.
Oh, yep.
It is so transparent looking back on different relationships where it's like, wow, that person was only around because I was benefiting them or they were gaining something off of me in our friendship.
Horrible. Like,
what? It's awful.
That is awful. Saying it out loud, I'm like, what?
But it's so easy.
It is.
It's so easy to like get in a spot where it's like, mm-hmm. you don't even realize you're being like taken advantage of.
Totally. I was talking with a gal that I know, and she's quite a bit younger than me. So she's going through like the high school friendships right now. And I was giving her the best advice I could offer in the moment. And I was like, she was like, she only like texts me when she needs me or like when she needs something. And I was like, drop them.
Yeah.
But I realize in that time, if anyone's listening that is in high school or whatever, like in that moment, it is so hard. But you will look back and you will not think twice about letting that person go, because the right person, the right friend, the perfect friend that is like gives you their all will show up for you all the time.
Yeah.
I think of like my best moments with my friends or moments where I really needed them, and they would drop everything and they would be over in 5 minutes. And I'm like, that is so nice, because it wasn't just, it was what I needed in the moment. I was being like, I needed you and you came to me not just because it was convenient for you.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I 100% agree. I think of a friend I have, and they were kind of put into this position of like being the driver.
Oh, so I'm like, the driver.
Yep. That everybody goes out and like maybe they don't drink. So they would just take on this like role of, okay, everybody hop in my car, I'll drive you guys, whatever. Yep. And it got to the point where the only time certain people were reaching out was to get rides to parties. And it's like, it was so obvious from like the outside.
Yeah.
But when you're in it, it's like, I'm being included.
Yeah.
They want me to come to this party with them. They want to like go out. When it was like, no, they are only calling you when you need to give them a ride.
That's so sad. That breaks my heart.
You know, and then yes. It came out in like different ways too.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Where it's like, they really, really leaned on you and used you for their own advantage.
Yeah, yeah. And when you're a good human, you would do that for people that you think are your friends, which is just like really sad that people take advantage of that.
I know. Mm. Not.
Not it.
Next. Not the vibe.
Next. You go ahead.
I have one. Okay. They don't see you as a mutual, and frankly, they don't want to.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. I love that.
I'm sure you've experienced it where someone just thinks that they're like better than you.
Yeah.
And they want to keep that.
Yeah.
They want to keep you in a certain place mm-hmm. and not encourage growth, not encourage a success of any sort.
Yeah.
And it's like they want to keep you in a spot because they want to be one up, or they want to feel like they're one up.
The one up. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
And
not
I'm just
it.
Not here for
no,
it.
No, mine goes along with that. My next one was like, don't support your goals and ambitions. Red flag.
Red flag.
I don't care what it is. Sometimes you just bite your tongue and you support. Also, showing up more than just like saying you support. Like, it's just that there's more you can do. And when my friends aren't showing up and telling me that, like, when I came on the podcast with you, that was like a big thing for me. Mm-hmm. And if anyone dulled that for me, I would have been so sad. And it would have changed my opinion on my own goals and ambitions, which isn't fair.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a good one that you have. I like that.
And your friends have to, and we as friends, I mean, support is everything. Mm-hmm. And I mean, if we're going off that, it's like, you want the best for your friends.
100%.
You want them to do all of the things that they're capable, everything that they dream about. I would never want to take that away or like diminish it or dull it or not be there.
Yeah. No. Why? No.
That would not be fun.
That would be so horrible. No, we're not here for that at all. Okay, I have another one. This one, Listen, this one gets me a little heated because I feel like the older that I'm getting, and I feel like I've maybe brought it up here, but the older that I'm getting, people, they care so deeply about me, but I think there's a way to go about it that you care without going too far into it. And I guess, so my red flag for friendships is they criticize you and your decisions.
Yes.
And I'm so here for that side of friendship where they, you know, they want to share their input and they want to give you advice and like so grateful, but it's when they come at it with a negative point of view and it almost makes me feel like I'm making the wrong decision. Like it starts making me question everything that I'm doing.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
That does. And it's like, honestly, I don't think criticizing people is the way to go in friendships.
No.
You can stand up and you can, if it's really important, you can insert your opinion.
Totally.
You can have your say, but there is just such a fine line of like not trying to control someone or like not trying to critique someone into what you think that they should be doing.
Yep.
Because sometimes like you do have to go through things that maybe aren't like the best.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it's like that's kind of what you needed. I mean, it's just part of life.
It is. And I'm like the reason why I said as I get older is like the older that I'm getting, I'm capable of a lot more than I was at 18. Like I am my own person now. I've gone through a lot. I've done a lot of things. You know, I've done, I mean, this example, I guess, specifically is boy related and, you know, dating, but like I'm capable of heartbreak, been there, done that, capable of situationships ending. I'm capable of all those things. So when someone shares their opinion with me, it's just, it becomes a little too much for me. Like I feel like it clouds my judgment a little bit and it affects me. So that's one of my red flags.
I really do understand that.
Yeah.
It's so tricky.
It is a tricky.
It's, because it's like, that's, I think, a really good point that like you are, we're adults.
Yeah.
And like people are going to make decisions and you can't critique people into making a decision you think they should.
Yeah, exactly. I just feel like the older we get, you kind of have to just let your friends do what they need to do, make the decisions they need to make, and just be there for them if it comes crashing down.
Yeah.
But going into it with a negative feeling of like, ooh, like this boy sounds like a red flag, or this boy doesn't sound, or I wouldn't like it if he did. No, I don't care. I like him. Let me.
That's what I want right now.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know.
Something reckless and I just need to feel it out.
And I am the first person to own up to my bad decisions. And, you know, I would 100% say it to their face. Like, I know you told me so, but anyway.
I did it.
So.
Another red flag I have is someone not respecting your boundaries. I mean, I feel like this is obvious, but it is such a fine line.
Yeah.
And I think that goes hand in hand with what you just said, actually.
Yep.
Because it's like, it's hard when you're starting to grow up and you're starting to just to figure out your boundaries.
100%.
And it's hard when someone keeps pushing them.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
You know?
Yes. Oh my gosh. Yeah, it does. It is. And I feel like the longer you become friends, the more you get to know your friends and their boundaries. Like you understand what they need and when they need it. And when you're pushing those, then it's, I don't know, it kind of distances you sometimes.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Yeah.
I feel like when I think about this, I think about like, I don't know, just a younger version of myself.
Mm-hmm.
And you're just trying to figure out your relationship with all of the things that are coming up.
Yeah.
And you're trying to establish healthy boundaries with, whether it be relationships, friendships. I mean, alcohol is huge.
Yeah.
And it's like when people don't respect that.
Yeah.
It's so hard.
Totally.
And I feel like I had a friend say this to me a while ago and it's just stuck when I think about this, is that she was telling another person that like, yeah, I just need to like pull back for a second. I can't go out as much. Mm-hmm. I just need to figure out some boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
And someone said, oh, that's no fun. And it's like, red flag.
Yeah.
Get out of there.
No.
And I feel like we've also, it's just like really easy to have been in that position where it's like, as soon as you're like, oh no, I'm gonna stay in tonight. Oh, that's no fun.
Yeah, like,
it's like, no, no, that's what I needed.
Yeah, yeah, and that's, yeah, and when you come at it from an honest point of view like that, and you're like, this is what I really feel like I need right now because I'm not doing well. To have someone say, just because, oh, that's not fun.
It's like,
you didn't even acknowledge, A, that I'm going through it right now and need some time. But, like, understanding that that's the best thing for me right now. Don't you want the best thing for your friends?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah, that one gets me heated, right? Too.
And
yeah.
I just feel like, I don't know.
Yeah.
18-year-old selves are.
That is.
Who I think about.
18-year-old selves is so true. Oh, that's funny. Okay, give me another one.
Okay. Let's see. What do I have here?
I got a lot of green flags.
Yeah. Okay. I have one more red flag and then we can, and then maybe switch to green.
Okay.
Okay. And I think all of this really correlates.
I know. They're all like, my green flags a lot are like the opposite.
Yeah. But I have my last red flag here is that they view you as competition. So they never fully express happiness for positive things going on in your life.
Preach.
That's huge.
That is huge. Oh my gosh, what a good point. That is the most frustrating aspect of friendships, one of them. Like that just like boils my blood, because you can never truly be happy for the person and you never feel like they are happy for you, and that wears on you.
It really does. Mm-hmm. You do not need to compete with your friends.
Nope.
They're is no need to compete with people.
There is no need at all.
Yeah. And I feel like having that be like a layer of something in a friendship is really difficult to work through.
Yeah.
Because it's like, where is it stemming from and how much is it really affecting our situation?
I honestly, like, thankfully, looking back, I feel like I don't have a lot of friendships recently that have had competition. But I can think back, so crazy, but like middle school.
Oh, for sure.
Like
those are like sports teams.
Yeah.
Years.
You know, like can't be happy for this person because she made the volleyball team and I didn't. Like that kind of vibe. And I'm like, ooh, those were nasty.
And I think that's a tricky part because like that's exactly like the prime years of people just trying to figure out their style, their
everything,
their whatever.
Yeah.
So there's such high competition in like high school, middle school, because everybody's so vulnerable, insecure.
Totally.
The works.
Yeah.
And when that trickles into like an adult friendship, it takes you back to like, this is so high school.
100%.
Like this is, there's no room for that in adult friendships.
Yeah. No, we are not. No, that is such a, if you can't be happy for your friends, sorry, you're out.
Yeah.
Bye.
Just gotta go.
Can't deal with it. Okay. Green flags you want to do?
Yeah.
Okay. We can end this episode on a very positive note because I feel like green flags is something that I'm just very passionate about because I really do have the best group of friends. I'm going to just like plug them all right now. I just love them and I feel like they are everything I could have ever wanted and more. And I feel like our friendship is just growing and getting stronger every day. So I'm excited to talk about green flags. Soft Morgan.
I love it though. I mean, that's what we want.
That is.
You know, you want to think of your friends as like just good people.
100%.
And like happy.
Yeah.
When I think about my friends, I'm just like, oh, I'm so lucky to have the support and the love and the honest friendship I have.
Yep. Yeah, so my first one goes along with my first red flag, but they bring out the very best side of you and you feel so overjoyed to be with them.
Yes, they fill your cup. That's number one on mine too.
Oh, see?
Yeah.
It just like I'm going to meet up with my friends literally after this and I'm like excited.
Yeah.
Even though we're doing nothing, I'm excited to be in their presence. They bring out the best side of me no matter what. And that I think is that should be number one on everyone's list. Like your friend should fill your cup.
It really is. And it's just like the best feeling walking away, even if it is just like going over and like not doing anything or going over for like coffee or sometimes like friends pop in and like visit at work. And it's like, oh my gosh, I just needed this. Like my day just got better because I spent a half a second with you.
That's so true. That is such a good point. Like when they just like pop in and you see them for like 10 minutes or you run into them in a store It's like, hey, bestie.
Yeah, it's so good.
It is so good.
This happened, I guess, a while ago. And I was talking to my friend, and then I was leaving work, and I was stopped at a red light, and I saw across the street, I was like, is that her car? Like, I'm like, that looks like her car.
Yeah.
And then you could tell that the person in the driver's seat was like looking, and I'm like, is that her? Like, what the heck?
Yeah.
And as we pass through the intersection, it's like, oh my gosh, like I just saw my best friend.
No way.
So funny. So then we call each other instantly. Like, yeah. Oh my gosh, what are you doing? Like, yeah. What the heck? I just saw you.
Yeah.
And she was like, the funniest thing, I'm listening to the podcast. So it's like I was already talking to you.
No way.
And I drove past like your work. So I was already thinking about you and you just magically appeared.
No way.
And it's like the little interactions. It's like,
oh yeah.
Why did that give me such joy?
Right? But it's like, oh, that just warms my heart for you. Like,
I know, it was the funniest thing.
My friends do the same for me, and I'm like, oh, I just love you guys. Like, big softy over here.
I agree.
Yeah. Okay, give me your green flag.
Okay, I have, you can trust your name in a room with them.
Ooh.
I know.
Wow.
Honestly.
So good.
Yeah, and it's a select few, and like, your people, you should be able to be so confident yeah. that they will show you the respect and show you the kindness that you know that they will.
100%.
And no like, matter who else is in the room.
No. And like, I think that can be bad mouthing, if you want to call it, like they trust your name with them, but also like hyping you up. Like if your yeah. name comes up in conversation, your friends are going to hype you up.
Yeah. They're going to talk about you because they want to yeah. and that like share things and just bring like such a light into conversation rather than not
yeah
doing that.
That's so good. That was a good one. Thank I didn't you. Think of that, but I really like that. Mine is my next one is I guess like we kind of talked about with red flags again, they go hand in hand, but they support you further than just telling you, they show up for you and your passions. And like, I want to just like give a shout out to my best friend. She, like when we posted the merch, she was like, put one aside for me. And yes. like, you never expect your friends to do that. But she was like, I want that. And to me, that just like spoke so much to me. It went volumes. Like, I was like, thank you. Like, that's so nice. She wants to support me and our thing, you know? And yeah. that was more than just like sharing us on social media or telling me that she's proud of me, you know? Like, it was just, I really appreciated something like that.
Yeah, that extra step. And even like, I saw actually a TikTok, and I feel like you'll get this.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a girl talking about how like, it is such a green flag when like people and your friends like comment and like share
yes.
and like are like supportive yes. online, especially when you're sharing stuff in a more public way.
Yeah.
It's like showing up in that sense of support.
Oh.
Is like everything.
It makes me feel, yeah, it's different than just being like, oh my gosh, congratulations, like a text. It's like, mm-hmm. well, thank you for like sharing and showing with your audience like what I'm doing. Yeah.
Yeah.
Those it's actions just like go,
a different.
It is.
A different way for someone to show support and yeah. like love and yeah hype.
Yeah, agreed. Yeah, no, that when they show up for more than just like me as a person, but like what I'm interested in and what I'm doing, it speaks volumes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we love that. Oh. We love friendship.
Love friendships and love just good friendships.
Good
like friendships. Solid, where you just know that like this person is gonna be
yeah
through thick and thin with you.
Yeah. 100%.
And I mean, there's points in your 20s where in your life, but like specifically up until now, it's just like, yeah, your friends really show up when life starts to happen.
100%. Yeah, it is so special. Okay, give me another green flag you got.
Okay, I feel like this correlates, but we've Tell me. Addressed that.
Yeah.
they don't want you for any other reason other than your friendship. Like, so, they don't want your money. They don't want your gossip. They don't want your, like, anything other than they genuinely just love you as a person, as a friend, and they just want to be with you.
I love that. That's so special.
Yeah, and it's, like, I just, It's hard sometimes, especially I think meeting new friends.
Yes.
Because you don't really know someone's intentions until they show you.
Yeah.
And that only takes time, I would say.
Yeah, agreed.
Right? And it's like when you grow up with friends, you have a sense of like intentions for like years, you know?
Everything else is just like bonus, but like the friendship is the heart of it, and that should come first. That is your reason. That is what you guys are and what you're meant to be, and anything else is just like bonus. But I think you're right, friendships, people can take advantage of each other real quick,
and they can like start from that place really fast, and then the lines get blurry of like, okay, are we friends or are we like still just using like whatever.
Agreed. Okay. These are just like more specific ones, but my other green flag is they make simple everyday tasks more fun. Errands, shopping, laying on the couch doing nothing. Better with my besties.
Yes.
Everything's just better with my besties.
Yeah.
And I just like, if you can find someone that it's like you can spend lots of time with and not get sick of, to me that is like number one.
The goal.
Yeah. Like on Saturday, I went to my best friend's house and we literally laid in bed, and I wouldn't even say we watched a show, but we like chit chatted, napped, like just hung out with her child, me. It was just like so wholesome and cute. And I was like, I could do this every day. Like me and my friends could not get sick of each other. Like just doing everyday tasks together. Like I just feel like, they're just like my people.
It's just, like you said, it's more fun.
It is more fun.
I think about that, and I think about the time, I have talked about it and mentioned it on the podcast, but I lived with my best friend in Edmonton for a hot second, like under a year.
Okay.
But we made the best of it.
Yeah.
And it was like, we would have like sleepovers in the living room of our apartment because we just wanted to like hang out all night.
See?
And it's like, we live in the same apartment, but like let's just like camp out on the couch because we want to have a sleepover.
That's so cute.
And like grocery shopping, like we just did so much together, and a lot of our everyday was like very intertwined. And I look back very fondly of that because it's so different now.
Agreed.
As we grow up, and like now I've moved back home and stuff.
Agreed.
And it's so different because it's grown into, okay, well, we can't just go on the couch anymore.
I know. It's sad. No, I agree. I think, like, I have friends that, you know, our thing is just running errands together, like going to do all the things. And it's just so much better with someone.
Because you also get, like, if you go to the drugstore with them, it's like, what are you buying?
Yeah. Yes. Free recommendations. Yeah. Always.
Like, what did you see on TikTok that you want to tell me about? And, like, should we look at it together?
Amen.
Yeah.
Okay, I want to know something.
Okay.
Are you and your friends, are you like a text every day gal?
I am not.
Nope.
No.
It's okay.
We text often for sure, but like I know I'm not like that person where like I have an ongoing conversation with someone like 24/7.
Yep.
It's mostly like lots of check-ins.
Okay.
Like amazing. I'm always talking to them.
Yeah.
But like in little different ways,
okay,
but not like a hey, what's up?
Not
like how, quite honestly, I text like my boyfriend.
Yes. No, I just want to, some people are like, I have friends that
are. You that person?
Yes, I am. I am. Me and two of my friends like text 24/7.
Yeah,
24/7. But I just like, when I was going over this and prepping for this episode, I was like, some people aren't. Like, I have friends that I see literally every 6 months. Like, we don't even text, and we don't, like, there's those friendships. But then, like, in my close circle, we do not, can't text. Like, I have one friend who literally just, like, she sucks at replying.
Yeah.
But I look at me and, like, my best friend, and I'm like, we talk.
There's a constant thread going on.
Oh, Court, we talk all the time and, like, have multiple conversations, and we can just pick up and be like, did you see this? Or, like people, people probably think that's a little insane, but
no, it's just, it's your person.
It is. Yeah.
And it's your people.
Yep.
I mean, I feel like I am a big, like, I'll send this because I thought of you.
Yes. Which I love.
You know?
Yes.
And then that sparks like, okay, a couple little things.
Yeah.
If anything's due. And then it's like, okay, talk to you maybe a day or two.
Have you ever heard the theory that like best friends don't hug?
I have heard that,
That is me and my best friend.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, I am a hugger.
I'm also.
There's no way around my hug.
I am a hugger. We will have our girl gang hangs out. We'll all say goodbye to each other and she'll hug everyone and I'll hug everyone.
But not each other?
Nope, never. Nope. And I'm like, this could not be more true. But
that's
like,
so funny.
She's the person I talk to about everything.
Yeah.
So it's just, it is pretty funny. But yeah, that theory rings true for us.
That is so funny.
I know.
I hug everybody.
Same.
All the time.
I love hugs. Yeah. But not with her.
Not with her.
I just wanted to know. I love hearing about friendship. I wanted to know what kind of friend you were.
Yeah. I'm definitely a hugger and a check-inner.
A check-inner.
Yeah.
Those are the best. Those are the best. Okay. Give me another green flag.
Okay, let's see. I guess, the biggest one is that you can be your authentic self. I think you might have already said this.
No, that's a good one.
But it's like, if you have to change how you're acting, how you're talking, how you are around people, those are not your people.
Agreed.
Like, if you have to filter yourself in any other way than normal, it's like those aren't like your like core people.
No.
Of course, I do believe, and actually when I was working with an old therapist, she introduced the concept of having levels of friendship.
Yeah.
And it really breaks it down into like having realistic expectations for people.
Totally.
Because it's like, if you're like my core group A person and you're acting like an acquaintance, it's like, okay, now I can evaluate my expectations that I'm gonna have. But she just introduced that theory, and it's all about how you and that person show up for each other. So it's like, my group A and my core people, I'm gonna be the most unfiltered, authentic person ever, because I'm the most comfortable.
That as you should, you should be able to show up as your truest self, and they should hype you up for it. That was one of mine also, like, you're like, which goes along I guess with trusting that your name gets brought up in a room in like a positive way, but like you should be able to show up and your friend should love you for who you are, your realest, truest self. And I can confidently say mine do, because I am some type of person, and my friends will tell it to anyone and they will hype me up for it, not bring me down, which I can appreciate.
That is it. It's just like, are they going to either hype you up or bring you down?
Yes.
Or talk down? I don't know if I said it in the red flags. I probably did. But it's like, if someone changes their tone around you, like they're one way with you, and then as soon as other people get involved, they like completely change their tone, and all of a sudden like they're trying to like point out your flaws and like embarrass you and like point out silly things. It's like, that's not the vibe.
Not the vibe. No.
Your friend should be like hyping every version of you up.
Yes.
Well, you know, in moderation.
I would trust I would trust all my friends to hype me up. Like we have like our silly little quirky comments about myself, because I can be weird. And like, you know, they see it and I see it.
Yeah.
But they will stand in a room and preach me to whoever it is that is like trying to bring me down. And like, I can guarantee it. And that speaks volumes for me. That is just like all we could ask for.
Yeah.
Yeah. Your friends need to hype you up for the realest version that you are. I love it.
And just see the best in you.
Yes.
And not pick apart maybe certain things.
100%
Our weaknesses.
Yeah, I know. I agree. I agree 100%.
Do you have another one?
Do I have another one? Yes, I do. this one's personal to me, and I think it depends on the person you are, but again, I'm here, I guess, talking about my friendship specifically, but their family becomes your family is a really, I don't know, it's a big green flag for me when my friends' families accept me into their family and like take me in. And I'm lucky that I've had friends that I've been around since high school. And so I've known them and grown up with them, because I think that makes it easier than adult friendships. I feel like adult friendships aren't as easy to like meet their families, I guess, when you're not going over there like
after school.
Yeah. So that's what I mean with that. But all of them, I think, would go the extra mile for me. And that it just makes me feel like I have more family, like
yeah.
more people who are there to pick me up and hype me up and take care of me. And like, I'm really lucky for that.
Yeah. No, that's so special because you're right. It does come with a little bit of a different friendship. I mean, I think about my best friends and their families, and it's just like, it's so special if you do have like an additional friendship, an additional relationship, I should say, with like their parents.
Right.
And if you could, like, I think about like if my dad was like out of town mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. I needed to call someone.
Yes.
It's like I could call them.
Yep. Yes.
Or their parents exactly. or whatnot. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah. No, I think of like all of them being at my wedding day one day because they are the people. They're just, yeah, they're just like an added extra to the friendship.
Yeah.
And it makes it so special. Like they really are my family. I wouldn't call them my family if I didn't feel like so safe and so like myself around them.
Yeah, but, and supported.
And supported. And I think you can appreciate that more now being older at 25 in your mid-20s or whatever, because it developed at such a young age. They've seen you grow into the person that you are. And now that you're an adult, you can appreciate those adult friendships too. And
yes,
that's a whole other aspect to it.
There is something to be said about the friends that you grow up with.
Yeah.
Like it's just so different.
It is so different.
And there's some people I've just known for so long. Mm-hmm. And the fact that like we're still friends and we're best friends, yeah. whatnot, and you can call on them whenever, and they have seen so many different versions of you and still yep. choose to stick around yep. and still be there and show up is really special.
It is so special. Yeah. Like, yeah, growing up together, they've seen every side of you.
And like everything.
Everything.
One of my like longest best friends, I think, that's like really involved in my life now mm-hmm. is we met in grade 4 and we See? Danced together. And then she moved mm-hmm. and then I moved mm-hmm. to the same town. And then we like reconnected here and we grew up together.
That's,
like,
see, that's crazy.
She was the first person, like, I think the first party I went to was with her.
Aww.
You know, and yes. like the first yeah. like boyfriend you yes. get here, the first, yeah. the first you spend with people are really
yeah, like I've,
special.
I've had a friend that I've been friends with since kindergarten.
Yeah, like what the heck?
She's still in my circle. She's yeah. like my best friend. And we talk every day to this day. We went through ups and downs. Like we ended our friendship for a little bit. And
really?
Yeah, like just like all sorts of things. Yeah, and now we're life. Stronger than ever. Yeah. yeah. But it's like, that's so cool to look back on. Like being 25 years old and having a friend for 20 years. Like what?
Wow, when you put it into I know. That, those words.
20 years. Yeah, yeah, it's friendship is so special. Every friendship is so special and so unique. And this episode just like makes me, I eat it up.
I know. And that's the key, I feel like, right there, is that like every friend you have, your relationship with them is so different.
Yes.
Like I can have two best friends, but like the way that friendship yeah. looks is completely different.
Yep.
And they're standalone.
Yeah.
They can't compare to each other because
yep.
they're not the same.
Yep.
And there's no need to do that. It's just like so cool to have different friends mm-hmm. and different friendships with people.
I have that on my, is like know your friendship. Specifically also I have like know your love language and understand what you need.
Yes.
And like, again, we've talked about that relationship wise, but the same thing goes for friendship. Like
yeah.
my one friend, we don't hug, like I said. And she's not a words person, but my love language is words of affirmation. And so she will, the odd time, give me those words of affirmation. But yeah. like, I also know what hers is.
Yeah.
So I think just like knowing what your friendship is and what your friend needs and what, and you learn that with time, obviously, and what they need in certain moments, like hardship and sadness and happiness, and you just show up for them.
Yeah.
I think that's really powerful and really special.
Yeah. And I think that's just one of the biggest keys is showing up for someone.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, going back to just being genuine.
Yeah.
Like, if something happened and life happens, there are things that happen that are really hard to deal with and you can't do it alone.
Yeah.
And showing up for your friends goes the longest. Like, they will never forget that.
No.
And you won't either. No, when they show up for you.
You need your people.
You need your people.
Yeah.
You can't do it without them.
No, you can't. Gosh, I couldn't.
I couldn't.
Never.
And I don't want to.
I don't want to.
I want to have, like, friends be there.
Yeah, 100%. No, that's so special. I love that. I think friendship, when you sit down and you, like us, like, break it down and what you value in a friend and what, you know, you see as yourself as a friend, it's just... I'm overjoyed with, like, emotion talking about them, because if you're lucky enough to have good friendships and, like, you really appreciate them, it's very special.
It is very special. And I think it's also, if you're listening to this and can't picture anyone, just know that they're out there.
100%.
Like, your friend is out there.
Yep.
And I know it's, like, hard, because sometimes I feel like, especially in our 20s, mm-hmm. it's like, I don't know if you've ever felt this, but it's like you feel so disconnected from people when you're growing at different paces.
Yes.
Where it's like, I don't know, what if, like, either your friend is, like, in school and you're working, your schedules are going to be different, and that can cause disconnect.
Totally.
Or say if you live with someone and then you don't live with them anymore, figuring out how to reconnect and find that friendship, because it looks different.
Yeah.
It's like how to grow with your life.
Yep. But like those good friendships, those, like, real friendships, the ones you might be waiting for or whatever, like, you will get through that stuff.
Yeah.
Because you love each other. Like, love wins, and you will learn to understand each other and what you need and what they need and, you know, all of that. And you will get through it if it's the right person for you.
Yeah, exactly.
And
yeah, if it's genuine, if it's your, if it's your person, it's you will grow with them, and everything happens for a reason.
Heck yeah. Preach it. I love friendship.
I do too. I'm happy we're able to, like, touch on it. I just want to talk about it all the time, because it is such an interesting topic, because everybody's friendships in your 20s looks different.
Everyone's. Oh my gosh.
Because some people don't even talk to anyone they went to high school with.
Yep. And some people are bonded for life with those girls. Yeah. I agree. Everyone is so different. And I think also making sure that you know, you don't listen to this and hold pressure to it and, like, look out for it. But, like, realizing what you need in a friend is different from what I might need in a friend.
Yeah.
And that's okay. That's what makes friendship so cool. Like, not everyone's meant to be friends either. Like,
And there's different levels.
Yeah, there is. And as you get older, things change. Yeah. But if your friendship can blossom with those changes, you're set.
Yeah, it's magic.
Yeah, it's magic. Yay. Okay. Well, that's probably a good place to end it.
Probably. I feel like that's a very positive note to leave this episode on.
Two sappy girls talking about their besties.
Always.
Always.
Always down for a sappy, mushy moment.
Always. Thank you guys so much for listening. We appreciate you. Thank you for being our online friends.
Yes. That is something. I feel like we are creating a space that, like, we just want to be friends.
We do.
And I mean, that's the whole reason this podcast is even here.
Yeah.
Is because it's a way to connect with people and to find new friendships.
Exactly. And we're grateful for all of you being here.
Yes. Very grateful.
Listening every week.
Every week.
Every week.
Okay, well, thank you so much for listening, and I guess we will talk to you guys soon.
Talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye, guys.